It's 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. Your Friday downtown live at Seasons, Main Street in Bangor. At our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios in the Pulse, WZON. In high definition at WKIT HD3. The WZON app and, of course, streaming audio online at downtownwithrichkimble.com. Up next on the program, we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and talk with author John Mandarino. He's written a number of books, including The H-Bomb and The Jesus Rock, The Man Who Once Played Catch with Nellie Fox, and a brand new short story collection that is wonderful entitled But You Scared Me the Most. John Mandarino joins us. John, good afternoon.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing very well, and I got to tell you, I love the book. I pretty much read it in one night because I couldn't stop.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that.
The title of the book comes from a Randy Newman song, and that seems very appropriate to me because pop culture plays such an important role in this collection.
Oh, yeah. I try to place things in a broad spectrum in terms of time, but the 50s and all the way up to now. I finally had somebody with a cell phone. I thought, how can you write a book about with no one having a cell phone? I finally got that in at the very last bit. But I try to get pop. I mean, we're inundated with it so much. I thought you can't escape it. So, yeah, I'm glad you saw that.
Now, did you set out to create a collection of short stories, or have some of these been sitting around for a while and it came time to compile them?
Well, what happened was, the genesis was, I had written a short play in which Wolfman, I thought, what if Wolfman was married and, they had to cope with this monthly transformation. How would they deal with it? So that was kind of fun because I had this idea of doing some standard monsters with the human peeking through, and those worked out. And I thought, well, what about turning it around and trying to do something even more serious with humans and having the monster peeking through? So that kind of got me off and running.
Well, and it seemed appropriate to me that Wolfman would have a wife by the name of Janice.
It did seem appropriate.
Absolutely. Well, and I saw someone in a review describe this collection as domestic horror stories. Is that a pretty accurate description?
I think it is. As I said, that's the way I began with it, and I kept going back and forth between monsters who were with the human element, and then human with the discovering they have this capacity for monstrous behavior. But I kept it very domestic. I thought that would be more interesting. People could relate to monsters better if they're there are kitchens and there are dishes to be washed and so on. So yeah.
One of my absolute favorites is Bigfoot Tells All. When Bigfoot shares a little story about the love life and various encounters with humans that didn't always end well.
Yeah, I did some research on him, and it's amazing the stuff you'll find about from people who actually believe really strongly. But I thought, what would be the essential element in Bigfoot? And I thought it would be this deep loneliness and the sense of I'm the only one out here, which is what makes everyone interested in me, and which is what makes me feel freakish. And so that was one of the pieces where I did a lot of sort of looking through the how a human would feel if he were in the role of Bigfoot.
Well, and I see that a lot. The stories are scary. They're laugh out loud funny at times, but some of them also incredibly sad and poignant. And the one that really stood out to me was Kukla. And I'm old enough to just barely remember the old puppet series Kukla, Fran, and Ollie with the two puppets.
Really?
Yeah, and Fran, but more from their comeback in the late 60s and early 70s. But
oh, that's good to know.
I remember it well, and it was always kind of odd to me. But in this short story, Kukla, it's incredibly powerful, and it's effective because you don't have to come right out and say it, but there's a clear connection between the young man in the story and the character of Kukla, and I thought it was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm surprised that I thought Kukla, Fran, and Ollie were mostly Chicago, and I was a little afraid that people wouldn't connect with them, I'm glad you recognize that. Thanks a lot.
I also love the story of a certain fellow named Phil and his relationship with the inflatable Veronica that had an unusual ending to it. That was great, too. I laughed a lot at that one.
Yeah, I that actually began as a short play, and it was done out here, and I was really anxious to let people know that there wasn't anything autobiographical about it. Because it is kind of a creepy little piece. But that's one of the ones that where you have this human who's behaving sort of monstrously.
We're talking to John Mandarino. His new short story collection is called But You Scared Me the Most and Other Short Stories. And I'm a big fan of Rod Serling and The Twilight Zone, and I found with a lot of these stories there's a certain Twilight Zone quality to them that there's quite often a great twist at the end.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't usually write that way with stories, but it's something about writing a monster story. You sort of feel that you're in some sort of, there's an expectation because of the genre, because of things like Twilight Zone, that there ought to be something at the end that sort of, that surprises in an inevitable way, but is a bit of a shock. But yeah, I remember The Twilight Zone really well. Just the opening always scared me. Never mind the stories, just the music.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm curious, too, and there's a little something in here without giving much away, a little something in here for baseball fans, particularly Cubs fans as well.
Yeah.
But you cover a broad time period in this, and many of the stories operate from the first person. Was that a conscious choice to cover such a large chronological period in the stories?
Yeah, I wanted that because, for one thing, if I were to stick with contemporary, I'd be lost. I don't know what the hell's going on out there these days. People with, you know, I don't even have a cell phone. So I try to place the stories in a past that I was more familiar with. But I mean, I brought some of them up to date. I had to do some research, but I did want to have a broad span of time. And the Cubs story was, I think it was 1980 when he's watching it. And for some reason, I was telling someone this the other day, every book I've had, somehow baseball seems to sneak into it either directly or indirectly. So I was glad to have that.
Well, there are a lot of monsters in the stories, whether it's Bigfoot or Nessie or the Wolfman, the creature from the Black Lagoon, Dracula, the Mummy, and many more. But whether it's the monsters or whether it's the humans, these are incredibly well-rounded characters for stories that you read in about 5 to 10 minutes. How challenging is it to create characters that have depth in such limited time and space?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel that stories, I try to get in and get out. And I think, especially with the sort of attention span we all have nowadays, that's a pretty good policy. But almost every story I write is much, much longer, and I begin trimming away as much as I can without losing, the essential character of the piece. So I usually end up with a pretty brief story, but I'd like to think that they still have the substance that a longer story, you know, would have.
Now, did I notice that you've got another new book coming out this fall?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about it. It's a Christmas book, and it's titled The True Meaning of Myrrh. And my sister, who teaches art, did did some illustrations for it, and I'm really pleased with the way it looks. So that's probably going to come out in October sometime, yeah.
Well, I'll look forward to that as well. I absolutely loved But You Scared Me the Most. It's a wonderful collection of short stories. John Mandarino, thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Rich.
25. Great to talk with you. 25.